We're back with Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your host, along with my co-hosts, Patrick, Faustina, Declan, Beckett, and Mary. How y'all doing?
We are good.
Mary's got some good news.
Yeah, do have some good news. We asked a large parish in Sacramento if we could come and give a Fabiola presentation with the hopes that we'll get a few people to invest in the project, and if not, just kind of raise some awareness about the project, show off the pilot scene. And he said yes. So now we need to kind of orchestrate how that's going to happen.
Are you guys going to have a vacation in California?
It'll probably just be like a one-day thing, but we'll see. Maybe not. I don't know.
California. What?
Yeah. We just have frozen desert.
Yes.
Because that's what it is out there.
Out here, yeah.
We decided what scene we're going to be filming next. So that's kind of exciting. We're all going to work towards raising the funds to pull that off.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's kind of a scene that's got a lot of prominent parts that people are looking forward to, fans of the book, and so we're really looking forward to getting those scenes in.
Yep.
It'll be exciting.
We're going to do it by the set. So we're going to build a set, and then we'll film all the scenes that take place in that set. So we'll have quite a few scenes to show after we get it all done.
How's business, Beckett?
Business? Pretty good. I delivered 7 pizzas yesterday to one place.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. They gave a $45 tip.
Very good.
Pretty cool.
So you out of pocket then?
Yeah.
So they paid with a card, so it goes to my paycheck.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Reason you want to pay taxes on those?
Mm-hmm. I think it's already in effect. I don't know, they're acting like it's already in effect at work, yeah.
Cool.
Did you guys watch Gods and Generals last night or the other night?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you have to watch Gettysburg right afterward, otherwise you feel kind of like incomplete.
We're gonna watch that tonight. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because those movies. Okay, so Gettysburg must have been pretty successful, but maybe not very because they waited a whole 10 years before they made Gods and Generals. But Killer Angels must be a better book to start with Gettysburg.
True.
Anyway, though, they were not nearly as successful with Gods and Generals, and it's just weird because when you watch those movies, they're actually doing a really good job of preserving the history. Like, I kind of feel like Jane Austen was the only person that didn't write a historical fiction after Sir Walter Scott set the trend. And so, like, everyone that was contemporary with her wrote a historical fiction, and she was really judged harshly for not writing one. But really what she did is she preserved her era, the Regency era, for future generations. And so I know that that's not... Gettysburg was obviously not contemporary, and Gods and Generals, but they really, even though they weren't successful financially, it actually did a really good job of preserving the era that they were trying to show.
Was the last measure ever made?
No,
it was never made. And what is that? Is this
they were successful?
Stuff?
Yeah. It must be the.
Probably, yeah, like.
Which battle did Grant win?
probably Sherman's March to the Sea or something, too.
Yeah, it's probably Sherman's March, and then it's probably the Woods, I forgot what the battle's called, but it's like.
Vicksburg?
Yeah, there's Vicksburg, it's probably in it.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of battles that Lee was actually just hiding his men in the woods and just shooting marching regiments instead of going in battles because he was out of men.
Was Gettysburg made first?
Yes.
Yeah.
So after Gods and Generals of the Fail, they decide not to do Last Measure?
Yeah.
And it seems like towards the end of the Civil War, Lee actually really got involved with leading guys instead of telling guys what to do.
Who was?
Lee. Well, it seems like in those movies, Lee's always behind the scenes telling people what to do, but it seems like in the very end, it was like Lee was...
He had to physically
on a horse.
Doing it.
On a horse fighting, yeah.
It's weird to think that they actually did Gettysburg first. Then you would think they would do it the other way.
That's why I think like Killer Angels must be actually a better book than... It's not called... Is that one called Gods and Generals?
I think
Gods and Generals and Gettysburg both had a different name than their books.
Yeah.
And then The Last Will Measure was never made, but that's the name of the book.
How's the animals in the farm?
The cat had her kittens yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The cow got loose today. That was kind of stupid.
Was she easy to catch?
No.
Oh, no.
The dog chased her all the way up to the outhouse.
Oh, no.
And then I made him calm down, then he and I worked it out together. Uh-huh. He ended up cornering her right down by the buck pen, where the cross goes across right at the end of the buck pen, and then there's field hunting there.
Well, this is Gophers Get a Grip, and we'll see you next week.
See ya!